Because in the past, Frontier Homes would come up pretty early on in the Google listing, and I don't even know why, because, you know, I am a small home builder. I don't really advertise much. I think the way the algorithms work are different now than they were a few years ago as far as the SEO searches.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Gary?
Yes.
Hey, Gary. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Hey, John. Doing good.
That's what I like to hear. But you're absolutely right. Right when I chimed in, I heard some very knowledgeable things coming out of your mouth. So the algorithm has shifted dramatically. The reason you probably showed up organically back in the day was because you were probably the best option. As you know, nowadays with the media, it's not always just going to give you the best option. It's going to give you what's best for business. So eventually these guys establish business relationships with Google or Google partners like ourselves, and that's why they started showing up and you stopped showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Google only gives the algorithm to their partners. So that way they know the people that are getting signed up with their Google partners, or they're getting a piece of the pie. And that's how Google makes their money. They monetize the system that way, where 85% of their income comes from the entrepreneurs in the United States that are running businesses and trying to advertise them.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yep. But Tara asked me to jump on the line with you. She said you've been you were up there before and you tried Angie's List, Home Advisor. That didn't pan out, and she thinks this would be a lot better fit for you. What led to you leaving Angie's List by Home Advisor?
Well, I didn't really want to sign up. They gave me a lot of assurances.
Mm-hmm.
And but as come to find out, I was being, you know, because I only wanted my services to be listed as a home builder, and I didn't want to have anybody with anything looking for other than a new home.
Right.
But no, I was charged all the time for, you know, little remodel stuff or people that actually weren't even there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
So, yeah, they do that.
So just, yeah, which is why I told them I didn't want to do it in the first place, and they gave me all these assurances and didn't live up to any of them. So
yeah, they'll throw you into that general contractor category when you say home builder. So they're like, oh, if he can build a home, he could do a floor, and then they just throw you in there. It's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
I'm real familiar with those guys, though. They do use Google advertising, so I've actually seen their account before. They pay Google like $7 million a month, and they do it all over the U.S., and they list themselves for everything, top to bottom. If the lead's in your area and somewhat in your category, they send them to you and they charge you. What I don't like about it is just getting charged for it when it's not qualified, like you're saying. You know, you'll say, hey, I only do custom homes. They'll send you an unqualified lead. They'll charge you for it. And then qualified ones, when you don't get them, they charge you for them. So it's like they're making so much money off of just nothing, you know, information that's not actually helping people.
Well, and I've done enough lead generation as not only a contractor but a realtor before that, you know, none of them worked out. That's why I didn't want to do it. And so, of course, I trusted them a little bit that, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
what they said. Anyway.
You're not wrong for giving people your trust and putting yourself on the internet, Gary. I mean, even me, if I were to hire you, you know, and say, hey, I want to have a custom home built, I'm going to want to look you up. I'm going to want to see some stuff you've done in the past. I'm going to do my research probably before I ever call you to begin with, you know?
Well, you got to be vetted out. I understand
that. Yeah, so
and,
all your credibility,
you know,
factors.
I know one thing.
Online.
Mm-hmm. One thing I know I need to do,
mm-hmm.
and that is I need to get reviews posted.
Well, yeah. I mean, that comes with the territory. So the guys that are up there now for your area, there's three of them, right? There's Monarch Custom Homes, Affordable Custom Builders, and Monogram Homes. Okay? You're in a good area for what you do. So it's not that there's not custom home building and home building happening. It's happening, right? These guys all got 40 reviews on there. So I saw a lot of homes they've already built.
I know those guys. I know those builders. And, you know, they build, you know, a lot more homes. I only build like 4 a year, so.
Yeah.
One reason I'm not that interested is because I can get a lot more demand than I could ever fulfill.
That's fine. You know, that's going to be anybody that's on the first page. They're going to take a cherry picking method. That's the luxury of it.
Yeah.
You get to pick who you work with instead of only going after what you're able to get, right? It's a different concept.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah, so you can
tell me about your pricing.
Yeah, so the pricing, I mean, that's another thing that's going to make a lot of sense to you. So these guys like Monarch Custom Homes, for example, they're on what's called the Platinum Package Bundle, which isn't just first page placement on Google, right? They have the popular directory submissions. They're on the first page of Bing. So it's a different package. It even comes with like Facebook advertisement and Facebook remarketing, which is actually popular in this area too. They actually have good success for custom home builders. People like to, social media is just very visual, you know. So a lot of pictures on there, maybe videos walking through the homes where, you know, people are like, okay, I want something like this for sure. But anyway, so his campaign, you know, it's running about $4.99 per month. So it's cost him about $500, give or take. I could, I can put you on the same campaign. However, I can reduce the rate with these credits that Tara requested. I could get it down to $299. So it's about $200 cheaper. And then I can lock you in at that rate. So not cutting any corners, right? You're getting the full package. You're getting all the bells and whistles. I would just reduce the rate to that $299 and lock in. So as long as you're with us, you'll keep that discounted pricing structure on a month-to-month basis. It won't go up or change on you. So it's $10 a day, realistically. But you get to go to sleep with the peace of mind that if there is a large opportunity out there, which there are, you know, they're going to be able to see you. They're going to be able to see your reviews, be able to see your site now, rather than just having the site floating around in the megabytes. And, you know, they have the ability to call you. So anybody looking for what you do is going to actually be able to see you as an option now. And you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. So you don't have any surprise charges popping up on you. And all these people are able to call you directly. Okay, so you could cherry pick through them. Most people do call directly, too, by the way. Based on our research, about 90% of searches are going to start and stop right here where we're talking about listing you. It's a Google Places placement. So these guys get clicked on more than the ads, and you'd have to scroll halfway down the page in order to even get to the Home Advisor listing that you were used to be on that says 15 best in your area, and then them get sold and quoted by five of you. So it's a lot easier just to have them click you here and call you direct.
Well, John, it's at $299, I'd say, you know, it's a good deal, you know, for
peak time of the year too. I mean, if you're ever going to do it or try it out in the next 2 months, are the best time.
So here's why I'm going to turn you down. I've done a lot of these different lead generation marketing things in the past, and none of them worked out right, but they all ended up costing me a lot. And when I did this one with Home Advisor recently, my wife was furious because again, you know, it cost us quite a bit over the months, you know, and it's like, you know, it didn't pay off. You know, I got nothing from it. So,
well, you caught my
If I hadn't just done that one, this is a marriage saving thing here. So it's hard for you to go up against that.
Well, let's talk about that actually. So I'm married too, right? And, you know, I wouldn't say this in front of my wife or yours, but, she wasn't, She wasn't my first girlfriend, put it that way. And I'm pretty sure she understood that, or would understand that I had to go through a couple of bad situations in order to find her and get to the good situation and get to our babies and get to where we're at. And if I had given up because of the first bad situation, I would never be in the situation that we are now. I would have never found her. So it's kind of like that with your marketing. You know, you get into marketing with business because you want to have your customers be able to find you. You want to be able to have people call you one day when you're not expecting it and land an X amount of money job, right? And all the credibility factors are there. Well, the only way that that's going to happen is if you keep moving forward. You know, if you go, oh, I had a bad experience, I want to give up, that's the only way that you fail in life is when you decide to stop trying at it.
So,
I think you know that.
So, John, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 10 years.
What did you do before?
This is it. I'm 31 years old. I got out of college and I came straight here.
Wow. Because you not only have all the right answers, but you have them really quickly, right? You don't have to think about it. So I used
well,
to do.
It's a good thing. I'm not selling a used car. You're a business owner that's thinking about putting himself on Google. That should be a no-brainer.
No, I noticed this because I used to do some sales training and for a long time, and
I train
I'm very,
sales
very. I'm very impressed with your, you know, just your comebacks and your sales techniques are excellent.
Well, usually it's got to make sense before it makes dollars, right?
There you go again.
I love what I do. I love what I do, but it's like I tell guys this sometimes. I'm like, sometimes with business owners and telling them about this first page placement, I feel like I'm trying to convince my sons to eat broccoli. It's just sometimes you don't know what's good for you until you get on the other side of it. You know, you first start eating broccoli, you go, oh, this tastes bad, and then, you know, a couple of months down the line, you go, man, I feel strong. You know, it's like that. You know, you build up that reputation, it changes the outlook of your business. It really does. But it's one of those things where, you know, I run into guys who are in your situation too. They go, man, I tried this and it didn't work. And, you know, I could sympathize with you, but also I don't want to wear a black eye for something that's not me. You know, our goal is always to have us be your one-stop shop. And your last stop, you know, and that's why we're able to offer it month to month, and we don't require a long-term contract because we're confident that, and once we get your foot in the door and we show you what we can do, it's a no-brainer. You know, usually if you spend a dollar, you make $10 back, you don't got a problem continuing to spend that dollar each month. So, you know, with the kind of jobs that you do, I mean, over the next 2 months, if we can even just bring in one, you know, large custom home build for you and have that, pay out, you know, this thing's paying for itself for the next X amount of years, you know? So, and I'm sure that's what'll happen. You know what I mean? You think about it. This is summertime, so this is, you know, the next 2 months, according to the Google tracking and everything, you know. If we
I know you want me to be able to commit right now, but I can't do it.
Well, I don't want you to commit. I don't want you to commit. A commitment would be like a marriage or a contract, right? It's month to month. So I'm saying try it out. It'd be a lot better for you than paying per lead or doing nothing at all at the peak time of the year.
So this is a month to month contract.
Yeah, everybody that's
so
up
that's
there is month to month.
So the reason why I'm not doing house right now is because it's a 12-month commitment.
They all want 12 months, you know? That's like the chick asking you to marry her after the third date. It's like, I don't know who you are, you know? And then you get in, you find out it's horrible, and you're stuck, right? We don't do that. You know, ours is month to month. So we know the guys that are coming back, they're enjoying the service because they're paying for it voluntarily, you know? Obviously, they see the value in it.
Okay.
So you said you know those guys, Monarch and Affordable and Monogram.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I know two of them really well. One of them, decent.
Do you think those are the kind of guys that keep paying for something if it's not making them money back?
Well, they could, because they have a lot of business. And,
I doubt it.
But
they have a lot of business because they're up there. That's why they keep paying for it each month. It's not because it's not making them something back.
Well, I mean, but their advertising budgets are large.
Yeah. Well, that's there by being up there, though, you know. $2.99 is a good starting point. You know, you go onto our site, you won't even see that pricing structure anywhere.
Okay, so if I was to go ahead with this, John,
mm-hmm.
then if I was to do a Google search, so what categories are people going to need to plug in?
Yeah, see, that's what I also wanted to assure you of, too, before, is that we're only going to list you for what you say you want to be listed for, right? So custom homes, luxury home builder, right? Home builder, right? We give you about 15 keywords that we list you for at a time. Now, we have a system called Google Analytics, so we can actually pull the keywords and see how much they've been searched, you know, within a 50-mile radius around you. And, you know, we can get data and get predictions on what to expect.
Yeah.
But you have final say on everything, okay? So there's a client interview that we'll go into, and we'll interview you and go over all the keywords and services. So that way we know the calls that are coming in aren't wasting your time. We know that they had to have been in your area, and they had to have typed in the services that you requested to be listed for in order to even get your number and be able to call you.
Okay, so, all right, you got my attention, but I've got less than 1 minute to get on this Zoom call.
Okay.
And
you tell me you want to give it a shot?
I think I do.
Okay.
Can you call me, first thing tomorrow morning?
Ooh.
No?
Well, I don't control the dialer system. Basically, we're a Google partner. We're not Google. So they actually got us by the gonads. What happens is they just send a list of the qualified home builders into our reps like Tara. You remember the lady you were speaking with at the beginning of the call? It's a boiler room down there.
Okay, so my Zoom call is just now starting at 7:45, so I have got to get on this.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do now.
I was going to say, it was a pleasure speaking with you, at least.
Okay. Hey, well, I'm sorry, but I got to take the Zoom call, but if there's some way that somebody could call me back, it'd be great. I got to go.
Yeah,
bye, John.
All right, have a good one.